If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. I don't want to interact with anyone, and I certainly don't want to change things for them. Right. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Are you a forgetful dude, Jeff? Are you a guy who is not or is forgetful, if you had to classify?
I feel like I am pretty forgetful.
Do you? In what ways?
Mostly where I left that thing. Where did I leave that thing?
Yeah, where's the thing?
Where's that thing? I know I have it.
Oh, dude, where's the thing?
I need it right now. In fact, I needed it 5 minutes ago. I didn't know. I don't know where I put it.
Where's the thing?
We got to leave. We got to leave right now. I need that thing.
I had the thing. I should have found the thing last night because I knew today we were going.
I assumed I knew where the thing was.
But I knew where it was.
It was right where I left it, except it's not there.
Where's the thing?
I don't know where that thing is.
Yeah, I'm very forgetful in the same way, but I'm also forgetful in probably every other way.
Are you really? Are you forgetful? I have a hard time. The thing that drives me nuts, especially doing what I do for a living, is I will often not be able to come up with the name of the guy.
The name of the guy.
I can see his face in my head, but I can't tell you the name of the guy.
I thought you were going to say lines. I thought you were going to say you can't memorize lines.
No, that I'm always pretty good with that.
Yeah.
And don't jinx me. But you know, I'm pretty good about that. But I think that's like a full body thing. Like you're memorizing the positioning where you are and you do it so many times.
Well, you seem to be forgetful in ways that I think most people are. Yeah. Who is the guy? Where is the thing?
Yeah. Very useful stuff that I forget, though.
All that stuff. But, I mean, is it useful? Here's the thing. There is a study that was just published. It came out of Blake Richards.
Came out of Blake?
It came out of Blake.
Oh, God.
Where was Blake Richards when it came out of him?
You don't want to see that.
The University of Toronto.
Oh, good.
And this study says that, hey, we're supposed to forget where the thing is. It is evolutionarily beneficial that we forget where the thing is.
Now,
speaking of which, I forgot that it wasn't just Blake Richards. It was also Paul Franklin.
Well,
you know, the guy.
The guy. I remember that guy. Where did I put that thing? So evolution says we didn't need the thing? Because I feel like I needed the thing.
Well, here's what evolution says. They basically ran a study on, of course, mice, but also on people looking at the hippocampus and the way the hippocampus works.
Yeah.
When we learn new things, we create new neurons in the hippocampus.
Right.
But something that they found and that they've been looking at for a long time is when we create these new neurons and we make these new connections, it either buries or erases or gets rid of old connections.
See, this is the thing that people will say as like a joke, like, oh, I forgot that thing so that I could remember the lyrics to that dumb song. Oh, Taylor Swift made me forget my, you know, locker combination from high school. But it's not a zero-sum game, except that now we're saying that it is a zero-sum game. By the way, Taylor
what do you
Swift's
mean by
song zero-sum game is amazing.
What do you mean by zero-sum game?
Like one thing goes in, one thing has to come out. That's what you're saying to me.
It's not a one in, one out. It's not that. What it is because your brain is doing more than creating new connections and getting rid of old ones, right?
Yeah.
If all it did was new connection comes in, old connection goes out, we would be the dumbest things in the universe.
Aren't we, though?
I just learned your address, so there goes the face of my mother. That's not the way your brain works.
Exactly.
The way your brain works is it holds on to important stuff, and it's supposed to get rid of unimportant stuff.
But
where's the thing?
It does a shitty job of determining what's unimportant.
On the scale of remembering where you need to go, remembering the face of your father, never forget the face of your father for all 12 of you that went and saw the Dark Tower, and never forget your anger at the people who made the Dark Tower.
Right.
On the scale of things that you have to remember every day, where's the thing? Not huge.
Well, but okay, so
let's say the thing is keys. Let's say the thing is phone.
Because your brain goes, oh, that's temporary, because the keys are there now, but they're not going to be there tomorrow, and I got to remember where they are each of these days, and it's all very unimportant.
What are you trying to say? Yeah.
But why does my brain say you need to remember all the lyrics to the Gummy Bears theme song for the rest of your life?
There are 15 pages of the study devoted just to why you remember the Gummy Bears theme song. Answer? It's a good-ass theme song.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. High Adventure, that's beyond compare. They're the Gummy Bears.
That's who they are. It says it right in the song. Dashing and daring, courageous and caring.
They faithful, fight for what's right.
As faithful and friendly with stories to share.
They fight for what's right as their song fills the air.
Keys.
So I feel like the priorities of my brain in determining what is essential.
But you're talking about different kinds of things, though, too.
Yeah.
And there are different... Music is catchy, so it's easier to remember and it's easier to stick.
Okay.
It's easier to retrieve and recreate, right? Because your brain does that, too.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why they say that forgetfulness is good. Every time you are retrieving an old memory, you are re-experiencing it and you are changing it. It is never the same memory twice.
Right.
If your brain is fighting to hold on to a memory from the time you were 3 years old that isn't important, and you're remembering it incorrectly every time, and it's fighting with another memory, and you're trying to recall all this information all the time.
Right.
Well, that's bad. That's a bad way to be. That's why our brains are not that way.
I feel like this is a convenient explanation for something that gives me little condolences, because I don't care that my brain decides that where I put my keys is unimportant, because in this moment where I put my keys is very important.
Sure. But Jeff, just because it's convenient doesn't mean it's wrong. Some things are convenient and right. Like a 7-Eleven hot dog at 2 a.m. You know what I mean? That's convenient and it's right in the moment.
It is convenient and it's right in the moment, but like tomorrow morning, when you're convenient, on the crapper, and it's not going to be very right.
This theory is convenient and potentially right.
I just don't feel like... I said condolences, I meant to say consolation. It doesn't give me much consolation to feel like, oh, well, because I can't remember this right now, it's actually streamlining new information that will be more important later. It doesn't matter. Like, I need this information now. I don't want my brain to be streamlining out things that I need right now.
Can I give you an example from my life that I thought of when I read this article? My wife, who I love, and is also the most annoying person in the world. You know this feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I love her so much. And, oh, God. Stop whenever we watch something turning to me and going, who's a guy?
Right.
The guy? Who's a guy?
Right.
Stop doing it to me all day, every day. My wife cannot remember the name or face of any actor, cannot remember the title of any movie, can't remember any of this stuff. We were playing a game yesterday and a friend was over and we were playing Breath of the Wild for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica's like, what's that game that you like with the fanfic? And I go, what are you talking about? She's like, you were watching it was like nothing but fanfic, you know? And you were like watching it for a while on YouTube. And I'm like, stop watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, you tell me to stop watching everything I watch on YouTube. We have very different tastes. I don't recall ever watching any fanfic on YouTube. I don't know what you're talking about. She was like, you know, it's a game and there are the characters and they do the stuff and there's a fanfic. And this is what she'll do to me all day. Turns out I was watching the Blizzard animated intro to May, May's story.
Right. Okay.
And she was just like, yeah, the fanfic. I was like, that's not okay. You remembered all of that incorrectly. But my wife knows exactly where she's supposed to be.
Right.
Remembers everything. Has a calendar. Doesn't need it. Has reminders. Yeah. Doesn't need them. Remembers everybody she's ever worked with going back years. Like, my wife has all of the important stuff. Her brain does the important stuff and literally forgets everything unimportant. My brain fights to remember the unimportant.
Yeah.
This is what you and I are talking about. Yeah. We want to know all of this minutiae.
I need the minutiae, and I can stand to not remember the details of deep Blizzard lore.
Yeah, because I could remember the other day that the lead character in Erie, Indiana's name was Marshall Teller. And he was also the kid that was the lead in Hocus Pocus.
Right.
Because I knew that, I don't know where my keys are.
Well, did we do a story a long time ago?
Or who I've ever worked with, or that I'm 30 minutes late to get somewhere.
Yeah, all those are very big problems. Didn't we do a story a long time ago, or maybe I just read this a while back, that said that couples will offload memory responsibilities to each other? Like, the fact that your wife remembers where you need to be and has the grocery list and all those things means that subconsciously you can go, oh, that's taken care of. I will focus on the stupid bullshit character names in very obscure old television shows.
Listen, it's important that I know.
One of us has to know this.
The entire Targaryen bloodline.
It's not her.
When she turns to me and asks me, what's wrong?
It's Aegon. Aegon is the one who is her brother, but also.
Whoa. I love how the king of no spoilers is the guy who's about to do that on our show.
I'm just saying that, isn't it interesting that as we pair up in life, you kind of
shoulder
that responsibility, you broaden it out. It's like, same thing happens with me.
Yeah, we have seen that. We did an episode on it. There have been studies about it. But this also keys into exactly what these guys are saying. One of the reasons that we have such a terrible memory for phone numbers and facts and figures these days is because we have computers in our pockets. And it's okay. It's okay that you can't recall something instantaneously if you know it's on the computer in your pocket.
So your wife is just a computer.
I call her my pocket computer.
A fleshy computer in your pocket.
That's what I said in our vows. I said, I promise to respect you the way I would respect any fleshy computer. So yeah, all of these means of offloading, you can tell by what you offload what is important to remember.
But why can't we just remember everything? Why is that so
hard? That's actually a problem.
Evolution.
It's a big problem to remember everything.
That's dumb.
Because to recall so much conflicting information at one time would actually cause paralysis in the moment when you need to make a decision. Mm. We've talked about this before too, where
ignorance is clarity.
To an extent, yeah. I mean, it is my family motto. It's on a coat of arms and it's like there's an animal on it and I can't remember which one.
It's around here somewhere, right?
But if your first experience swimming in a pool was good, you swim in a pool for a few weeks, then one bad thing happens in a pool, but the pool has mostly been good, right?
Yeah.
You hit your head on the diving board or something.
Yeah.
If all of those memories have equal weight, you never get in a pool again, or you're afraid of diving boards forever, or you know what I mean?
But I think what happens is the diving board pain memory has more weight.
It has more weight, but you also have like some support. What am I trying to say?
I think you're trying to say we're fucked.
No, what I'm trying to say is like, I'm trying to come up with an example of a situation that is mostly okay, but statistically has had a few bad times. But if you remember all of those things equally.
Right. So you're saying
you will do yourself more harm than good.
Right. But I feel like every turn our memory just does more harm than good. Almost. I feel like this study is like, hey, it's all right to forget things. It shows a healthy brain that's offloading things and streamlining itself. And I think no, the end result still sucks for me. And it doesn't give me any feeling of satisfaction to know that my brain is just working as intended. If how it's working makes things more difficult for me.
It doesn't. It makes things easier.
But it makes things easier what? On a cellular level, but not on a practical day-to-day level.
On a practical day-to-day level, it absolutely makes things easier to not remember every specific thing, to not have total recall of every specific thing. Every time you touched a pencil, you had every memory of every time you ever held a pencil.
Wouldn't that be rad?
No.
That'd be great.
How much
total pencil memory?
And how do you sift through all that? And how do you decide what's important if all memories have equal weight?
A million pencils all touched by me? Just every pencil all the time. Number two.
That's what that Bradley Cooper movie was about, right?
Yeah. He got that pill that gave him all pencil memory.
Yeah.
So he never forgot a pencil.
It's because we have to, on a day-to-day basis, figure out the things that are important for evolution and survival, forget things that are no longer important for evolution and survival.
It's very important for my evolution and survival to know where I put my keys.
No, it's not. You'll find your keys. Buy a tile.
Evolution wants me to buy a tile?
Sure. I have like 80 of them. My phone battery lasts like 20 minutes a day now, but I know where everything is.
Oh, man.
You can't.
This episode brought to you by Tile. Tile.
I already forget the coupon code. Sorry, Tile. No, I mean, obviously, it's easy to think of all of the amazing things that you could do with instantaneous photographic recall.
Right.
And because we don't have it and we can't experience it, it's hard for us to understand the amount of trouble that it could cause for us every day.
Right.
That's the thing. It's a grass is greener on the other hippocampus sort of situation.
Yeah. I'm always looking at the other hippocampus with envy.
You shouldn't look at the other hippocampuses in front of your wife.
I know. But you know what? I'm not dead, you know?
No.
I can still see other hippocampuses. I chose my wife and I'm sticking with her. But other hippocampuses, man.
She looks at other hippocampuses too.
She notices.
She notices.
She can't tell me that she doesn't.
It's fine. Attraction to hippocampuses it's on a spectrum. Look it up.
Yeah. I think you are too complacent with the idea that...
Oh, it's because I'm the most forgetful person in the world.
You already forgot what we talked about earlier in this episode.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I'm complacent about it because it reinforces that I'm doing everything right.
Everything's fine.
They do say at the end of this article that if you're forgetting a lot of stuff every day, that's not normal.
Right.
You shouldn't have... Like, there are memory issues. You can be too forgetful. It can be a serious problem. But the average, like, man, I can't believe I forgot what parking spot it was, my locker combination, this sort of stuff. What hotel room are we in? Mm. That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I guess.
If you can't hide the body in the locker or the hotel room, you'll find another place to do it.
It's fine. Where did you leave him? In the trunk of the car? Where's the car?
Car's a rental.
It's fine.
It's fine. They never check those rentals out like they say they will. 2-3 people could come and go before they find that body.
Everybody's forgetting everything.
Everybody.
This is going to be fine.
I do think I'm on the higher end of the forgetfulness scale, and I actually do think it is a slight problem for me.
Don't we all maybe feel
that
way?
But also maybe it means I'm brilliant based on this study.
Yeah. Keep telling yourself
maybe
that.
Maybe I'm just an efficient pattern recognition and information sifting machine.
Maybe. Maybe you're just so streamlined. That
maybe
you're just
people
made for one purpose.
And meetings and paying bills are the least important things in life.
Yes.
Clearly. That's what my memory's telling me.
Clearly.
I know where every Korok seed I ever found was in Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, you do. That's the thing that's so frustrating. I don't like living like this. I don't like not remembering shit. I don't like writing stuff down either. It's a quandary.
So what do? Do you just repeat everything you've ever learned silently to yourself at all times?
All the times. It's like Arya's list, just constantly. Car keys are in the hall.
Third grade teacher's name was Mrs. Krumpaski.
Yeah.
Are you guys forgetful? How forgetful are you on a scale of 1 to whatever we said the end of the scale was going to be?
What did we say? I can't remember.
I don't know. You can hashtag it Korok Seed and let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And guys, well, this is going to come out after PAX, isn't it?
No.
No?
Maybe it comes out Friday, right before PAX.
Ooh, really?
I think maybe.
Oh, come see us at PAX.
Come see us at PAX.
If you're listening to this on Friday, which is
the
first day of PAX.
Yeah.
As it is marked in all Gregorian calendars.
Yes.
Then what you want to do is come see us on Sunday.
Yeah, we're in the Sandworm Theater at 6 p.m.
And we're going to do episodes of the show live. We're going to have some special guests. I can't say who yet because...
Mostly because we don't know.
Well, there are possibilities and they're trying to change flights and we'll see what happens, but we should be enough.
Here.
Also, we're going to have...
Write it down. You're going to forget.
6 p.m. Sunday, Sandworm Theater. We're going to have pins.
Oh,
we've got beautiful pin sets.
They're really good looking.
It's a narcissistic pin set. It has me, my face, Jeff's face, and our logo.
Yeah, logo's face.
We're going to have sticker packs. We're going to have so many things.
The things that we will have are going to be many.
What an exciting time to be alive. Mm-hmm. Come see us there.